There's more to music than sound, says Wicklow-based Ukrainian pianist Svetlana Rudenko, who's playing a concert that mixes contemporary Irish music with the colour worlds of the Russian piano tradition at the National Concert Hall in Dublin this evening. Raymond Blake had Svetlana to tea to talk about synesthesia, the politics of Ukraine, and the legacy of John Field.
For me, music, it's not only sound, it's connected with different areas of art. Music for me, very visual. When I play, it's nearly like I'm watching a film. In program, for example, that I will be playing pieces, two pieces of Ukrainian composer Igor Shamo, Troika and Sama Evening, and they were written as reflection on paintings of Russian artists Ivan Golikov and Isaac Levitan. Then even that, like, if I play, for example, Ian Wilson composition, A Haunted Heart, Ian didn't tell me what he meant. Of course, it's a feeling of loss, but it brought me straight away visual image of Paul Gauguin. Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? It's, again, it's very visual. Then I was talking to John Buckley, who wrote The Silver Apples of the Moon and The Golden Apples of the Sun. His composition was influenced by poetry of William Yeats. He said to me that for him, as well, first it's an image and then it gets shaped in sound and the texture. So it is, music is very connected with image.
What do you see as being the connections between the music and choosing the program for this evening?
Yes, probably it's an incredible fact that the Irish pianist and composer John Field, he immigrated to Russia and lived there and died. And he taught Glinka and Dubuk, and Dubuk's numerous students were among them Balakirev and Zverev. And Zverev taught Scriabin and Rachmaninoff, and here is a connection of pianistic style with the singing tone, and the probably the sound carries above the tempered pitch of the piano. Its colors, its sensitivity, and that's probably where it links to images of and cross arts associations. I think the sound, it's only stimulus, and it carries my imagination much further.
You're making your career in Ireland now. You've lived here since 2001, is that correct?
Yes.
And do you miss home?
Yes, of course. And particularly, it's a very devastating situation now. And it's very painful because three nations were connected by historical and ethnic connections, like Belarus, Russia and Ukraine. And now people fighting each other, like Ukraine and Russia. And it's actually not people fighting. I read stories, I'm talking to my friends, it is leaders of the countries that what making political, and but people don't want to fight. It's all political and artificial conflict, and that's why it's very, very painful, because people losing their lives now.
Here in Ireland at the moment, as well as performing and teaching, you're also studying for a doctorate in the Royal Irish Academy of Music.
Yes, my main research, it's Scriabin, symbolist composer, archetypes of Mysterium, and the late miniature compositions. Again, I feel the connection. Symbolism epoch started in France in literature with Mallarmé and Baudelaire, and it got reflected in Russian music as well as at the time when Scriabin lived. This silver period of Russian literature.
Does it help you in preparing for your performance that you can communicate in advance with the composer of the piece.
Yes, absolutely. And what is wonderful, like John Buckley said to me, I composed something and then it's up to perform it. This is your own imagination. And this is beautiful to hear those words, because it is even in musicology, we have a reception history, for example, on pieces that I think that the composer created something and then the composition has its own life.
You mentioned the Irish composer John Field, who obviously spent his professional adult life in Russia. Do you like playing his music?
Absolutely. It's beautifully written and it's incredible, very piano music, because the texture based on overtones. And the overtones, this is what partial tones, that's what gives colors to music. This is, again, something probably not real recorded to our ears, but it's still present there.
And looking to the future, Svetlana, I mean, professionally, what ambitions would you have? Where would you like to be, say, professionally in 5 or in 10 years' time?
I just want to play music, and I like to play chamber music. I have a piano trio Gerberum and Filin and the Sokol. And the tango music with Nueva Tango Quartet with Dermot Dunn and Malachi Robinson and Ken Rice. This is the projects and my solo concerts, and probably I'd like communication with the other countries and the exchange between musicians, because I think different cultures, when we exchange experience, it can refresh our senses.
Svetlana Rudenko there talking to Raymond Blake, and if you'd like to hear more Colours, she's playing tonight, appropriately enough, in the John Field Room, National Concert Hall, Dublin, at 8 p.m.